On the girls' side of things, it was South Central Calhoun downing Mansa Northwest Webster 52-37. Blair Schleichman with it, 25 points to go with it, 6 rebounds. Macy Dorman had 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists. Elsewhere in girls' basketball, it was a Tri-Center knocking off Peyton Trian in a tight one, 44-32. Olivia Smith had 16 points in the loss. Kalia Minahan would finish up with 5 points. And Arweva fell to Bowyer Valley, 74-23. Gabby Hunling had 14 points in it, 2 steals. It was Noelia Gonzalez finishing up with 4 points. Audubon boys basketball team picked up a nice win last night, jumping out early 9-0 on Greene County, picking up a 70-58 victory. They would only lead it though 26-22 at the halftime after having a 21-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. Austin Christensen had 16 points to go with the 12 rebounds and 3 steals. Brody Schultes finished up with 16 points and 4 assists. Elsewhere in boys basketball, Arweva down Bowyer Valley 48-36. Hayden Studer finished up with 16 points and 4 rebounds. Wyatt Regaler had 14 points to go with 5 rebounds. And it was Peyton Jernan falling to Tri-Center 76-50. That was a tight game up until the late part of the first half. Phoenix Hartman would add 15 points in the loss last night. Bryce Stevenson had 6 points to go with 7 rebounds. It was South Central Calhoun knocking off Mansa Northwest Webster 67-51. Charlie Natras had 18 points. Garrett Krause would finish up with 21 points. Titans led that one 23-8 at the end of the first quarter. In girls wrestling last night, it was Carol Kemper and Denison Schleswig at Harlan for a quad. Carol would beat Denison Schleswig 60-12. Winners for the Tigers, Cammie Jones, Samantha Chandler, Maggie Dirks, and Emma Grossman. They all won by fall. The Tigers beat Harlan 60-3. Winners for the Tigers, Skylar Bloyer. She would win by fall. And Carol and Kemper wrestled to a 36-36 tie. They didn't give me a tiebreaker last night, so I don't know which one of them ended up winning. Now, Kemper was 5-3 in matches wrestled with all those wins by fall. Carol, of course, then 3-5 with all 3 of their wins by fall in that matchup. The winners were Destiny Rizzleman of Carol, Cammie Jones of Carol, Madigan Hoyt of Kemper, Sadie Smith of Kemper, Anna Schutte of Kemper, Kara Schutte of Kemper, Lucy Potoff of Kemper, and Emma Grossman of Carol. Kemper would beat Denison Schleswig 42-18. Madigan Hoyt, Anna Schutte, and Riley Massey all won by fall. And Kemper swept by Harlan 60-0. Kara Schutte and Lucy Potoff both won by fall. It was Esak County hosting Sioux Central, Mansa Northwest Webster in Spirit Lake. The Raiders would fall to Sioux Central 48-18. The Raiders fell to Mansa Northwest Webster 48-30. Aaliyah Tibbs Kennebec would win by fall, and the Raiders fell to Spirit Lake last night by a final of 39-24. That one win for Esak County was their only win last night that was not by forfeit. Cameron Dicker kicked a decisive 54-yard field goal, leading the Chargers to a 22-19 win over Philadelphia. The Chargers overcame a penalty that gave the Eagles a chance on a 4th-and-4. Tony Jefferson intercepted Jalen Hurts at the 1-yard line to seal the victory. One game in Big 12 men's basketball last night. It was Kansas State over Mississippi Valley State, 108-49. And one game in women's Big 12 action last night as well. West Virginia cruises by Texas Southern, 109-40. 3 games in the NBA. Indiana over Sacramento, 116-105. Phoenix down Minnesota, 108-105. And San Antonio beat New Orleans, 135-132. Local sports on the schedule for you today in basketball. Carroll will be at ADM. Nick Brinks will have that doubleheader for you on KCIM with coverage getting underway at about 5:45, 5:50. South Central Calhoun entertaining Webster City. That'll be pregame around 6 o'clock tonight. Varsity Girls, they're scheduled to get underway at 6:15. Mason Needleland will have that broadcast on Kick 106.7. And Coon Rapids Baird at Xyro Court in Kimbleton. I'll have the broadcast on 93.7 KKRL and the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. Coverage tonight at about 5:45. The rest of the basketball schedule, it is Kemper hosting Harlan, Arweva at Storm Lake St. Mary's, Esak Girls at Storm Lake, Glenn Ralston hosting Bowyer Valley, Ike Manning entertaining Loma, and the Audubon Boys home to Missouri Valley. In wrestling, the girls and boys from Ottoman and Trainer are down at Riverside. The ESAC and South Central Calhoun boys will be at Ridgeview for a quad, and the Kemper boys head to Cam for a quad as well. In bowling, Kemper girls and boys hosting Dennis and Slashwig tonight, while the Carroll boys swim team and Bishop Garrigan will be at Spencer. That's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.